This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, January 15th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas speaks with blogger Michael Cook about Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar's resignation. Plus, award-winning documentarian Perry Miller-Adato discusses her work and gives tips to aspiring filmmakers.
Also, solar energy in Arkansas, three things we should know about towing, and more. But first, Department of Finance and Administration officials outlined specific state budget priorities in a legislative hearing yesterday. Governor Mike Beebe is proposing a $5 billion budget for the coming year. It boosts funding for education, human services, and the state's prison system. Brandon Sharp is the administrator of the Office of Budget. He fielded lawmakers' questions yesterday and said the Medicaid private option was the major topic of discussion.
About $85 million in tax cuts were passed during the regular session, will hit in fiscal year 2015. Those were offset through some savings that we were going to get through uncompensated care or state agencies like UAMS who have been providing services to the public for people that didn't have insurance. Well, under the private option, a lot of those people have insurance, which has allowed us to kind of reduce their budgets.
Sharp said he is hopeful the budget process will go smoothly.
It addresses a lot of the pressing needs that we have, but it is predicated upon continuation of the private option. And so if that doesn't pass, then there will be a need to go back and revisit a lot of these budget numbers.
Sharp said Governor Beebe's budget proposal calls for a $105.8 million increase in state funding, with the largest increase going toward the state's public schools.
The state's private option may be in danger after a special state Senate election held yesterday in northeast Arkansas. Republican John Cooper won the special election for the District 21 Senate seat. According to unofficial numbers from the Craighead County Clerk's Office, Cooper defeated Democrat Steve Rockwell with 57% of the vote. Here's his reaction after winning.
Most of our campaign is door-to-door, and we connect with the voters one-on-one at their door. We answer their questions, and voters like to see their representative is working, and they like to see that he's interested in them.
Thank you.
And we're so grateful that our message connected with the voters of this region.
The race had focused primarily on the compromise plan to expand Medicaid approved by the legislature this year. Cooper says he will elect to defund the private option plan when the legislature meets next month.
We've had it figured out for a while. I think the A lot of this election was about the private option, and I think a statement's been made about the way the community feels about that, and we will be voting against the private option.
No matter what?
Well, yeah, I think we could say that. I don't see anything coming on the scene that would impact that to a degree that would change that.
According to complete but unofficial numbers, Cooper received 4,341 votes, while Rockwell picked up 3,227 votes. Cooper replaces former Democratic State Senator Paul Bookout, who resigned last year after being fired by the Arkansas Ethics Commission for spending thousands of dollars in campaign funds on personal items such as clothing and theater equipment. The 21st District covers all of Jonesboro and most of Craighead County.
Arkansas doctors who opted for care coordination payments will start receiving supplemental payments this month. More than 600 primary care physicians enrolled to be patient-centered medical homes, a concept encouraging management of chronic conditions and preventative care using financial incentives. William Golden, medical director for Arkansas Medicaid, says the goal is to have primary physicians handle the majority of care.
Doctors would be available, or someone from the office would be available 24/7 by voice, that there would be better availability of same-day appointments so that the need to go to the emergency room would be reduced, that patients would understand their chronic disease care so that there'd be less confusion.
Golden adds that this concept is being used throughout the country, but Arkansas is considering allowing physicians to share in the savings generated by the program.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith is in the process of developing its first master's degree program. Dr. Ray Wallace, Provost and Senior Vice Chancellor of UAFS, says the online Master's of Science in Healthcare Administration is a logical development for the university and states a need for more highly trained healthcare professionals in the local and state community.
We've grown quite dramatically in terms of our offerings at the four-year level. And so this is a natural progression. Hospitals, healthcare administrators, some of our graduates in nursing, some of our business graduates and their employers started to call us and say, hey, what are our opportunities here? And so we looked at our strengths, our bench strength in particular areas in the health sciences. And healthcare administration was certainly our strongest area.
But to offer a master's degree, Wallace says the role and scope of the university must be changed at the same time the degree program is proposed.
And it goes all the way from the University of Arkansas System Board to the Arkansas Department of Higher Education Board and then to the Higher Learning Commission of the North Central Association. And so that's three major steps. We're fortunate that the first step went well. The University of Arkansas system unanimously voted for us to begin that process. So that was great. They recognized that we had the potential for this.
This isn't the first time the role and scope of UAFS has changed. Since joining the University of Arkansas system in 2002, the university has shifted from primarily offering two-year degrees to offering several four-year bachelor's degree programs. We'll have more on the development of the UAFS master's degree program later this week on Ozarks.
Forecast this evening calls for partly cloudy skies with overnight lows around 26 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny with highs from 52 in northwest Arkansas to 58 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 23 in northwest Arkansas to 28 in the River Valley.